I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. I'm here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, my more dear sister and friend, Sister Zainab.
We're discussing some really important, fascinating, and helpful points and hacks regarding pre-pregnancy preps, problems and issues both men and women face regarding their reproductive systems and private parts. We're focusing specifically these last few episodes on problems and illnesses men could be afflicted with, and Islamic and traditional, often homemade, easy, over-the-counter remedies that we can try out, inshallah ta'ala, to solve these problems. We've been discussing impotency on Muslim Lady for the last few episodes, and it's important to talk about it because, yeah, well, you know, a Muslim lady...
These days, many men have this problem of impotency. When there is not a good intimate relationship...
Marriage.
In a marriage, then if women get distracted... The noble prophet said to Muslim men that be very careful with your making love to your wives so that they wouldn't become like the women of the Bani Israel.
Exactly. And so, actually, there's a very interesting hadith that's not mentioned enough from one of the Ma'asumin alayhi salam that says, if you fail to satisfy your wife and she goes out there and finds anyone, the first person she can get her hands on, you're to blame, buddy. That's right. You're to blame.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one she has.
If you're saying to a woman, be modest only at home, only reveal your beauties and your attractions to your husband. So if you can have a proper relationship,
exactly,
good intimate relationship with your husband, then where are you going to go to?
Exactly.
Whom are you going to refer to? One more point about urinary tract infection and one very off-the-counter remedy, which is also very tasty, is barberry juice or pomegranate juice.
Yum.
Good for urinary tract infection,
mm-hmm,
for men and women.
And they're on antioxidants too.
So a lot of the remedies that we've been sharing with our dear listeners are from the book of Abu Ali Sina.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also very prominent figures in Iran because traditional medicine has become very famous.
Very,
very common these days. And there are so many herbal shops. You can't believe it. Like in every alley, every kind of 10 or 20 meters, you can see one herbal shop.
Exactly.
And there are so many classes that people can attend to get more information on the temperament of your body, what food to take, what kind of medicine to take. And a lot of people are shifting away from modern medicine, from chemicals, believing that the side effects are as much as the remedies or the positive points
more,
to them. Right. So,
I mean, so many of these chemical medications are just pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
So often do they do, like you said, more damage than benefit.
Right.
And they're still in the market because these huge pharmaceutical companies are profiting from it.
Exactly. And one more thing, Zainab, that I realize is that it's not something going on in a certain country. In many parts of the world, for example, you have pomegranate seed shampoo. Pomegranate
definitely.
Seed oil.
Yeah.
Or even in the products, in the modern products like hair colors, shampoos, ointments, creams.
They're using natural components.
They're using natural ingredients.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are moving towards the direction of away from chemical medicine or chemical ingredients and moving towards nature, Mother Nature, and what it has to offer.
Exactly.
The blessing it has for us. So we're not like talking, like our audience could be like an international audience because this is something that has been the focus of many people these days. Mm. Herbs, traditional medicine, and
natural remedies.
Like even a lot of people are decorating their houses using a lot of wood instead of like metals and glasses.
And plastics.
And they feel that the more they get closer to nature and the blessings that it has for us, the more peace, the less tension and stress and anxiety that they have.
Definitely.
Generally speaking, if you want to have a strong sperm for reproduction in the beginning, you know, you want to have conception, and you want, we're talking about the man, we're talking about his ability, his power,
his performance.
Three foods that men should avoid prior to, weeks prior to conception, as it weakens the performance and their sexual power and the sperm power, right? One of them, lentils, to avoid.
It's cold.
Fennel, camphor.
Camphor is cold too.
Yeah. These three things.
It's cooling.
So some people actually add camphor to
their water, their rice, to lessen the sex drive.
To the libido, right?
Yeah.
So these three things should be avoided. As these foods and these nutritions cause abnormalities in the masculine hormones, right? And they are to be avoided. And also, they decrease the level of testosterone and the sperm production in a man.
You're listening to Muslim Lady here on IRIB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short message. Don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Thank you for joining us again on Muslim Lady. I am here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamli, and we're talking about tips and points regarding reproductive systems, pre-pregnancy prep, and
points to help men empower their ability in performance.
Yes.
If the man has a lot of stress from
work,
a lot of his mind,
exactly. Something's eating him up at the inside.
He will have empathy, obviously.
Well, and it's still ironic to me because on one hand, these intimate relationships with the spouse is a stress relief. And on the other hand, if you have too much stress, you can't have a healthy... So it's a balance, an equilibrium that we have to maintain in our lives.
Exactly. That is why the Noble Prophet divided his day into three portions and he attended to three different needs of his soul and body.
Yep.
One for the worship of God, one for himself, and one for his family, if I'm not mistaken. Right? You know, in other words, the point is that going into extremes or becoming a workaholic or paying too much attention to the material aspect of your life, not having a balance in life will create some problems for you that you will get into a very miserable cycle. Remember at the beginning of the previous program, we said that one cause of impotency is excess in the number of times of, making love.
Yeah.
So you said, like, what is normal? What is too much? What is too little?
Yeah.
Having it every single day is too much. Not having it for 10 to 14 days.
Too little. Okay, what's the balance?
Every 36 hours or every 3 days.
Right.
So twice a week, almost. Of course, this is according to traditional doctors.
Right. But at the end of the day, this is not like one size fits all, right? No. Some people are totally different. You have to see what feels excessive to you at the end of the day. What's too much for your wife?
Yeah.
You don't want to overburden her. What's appropriate and most suitable for your life schedule, for your routine, for your working times, working hours? When are you most comfortable? Which part of your marriage this is in? Because if it's in the beginning of the marriage, you really can't tell them not to have more fun than, you know, someone who's been married for like 25 years.
Right.
It's totally natural.
But even for those who are like recently married, more than 3 times a week is not recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, when you have it too often. Oh.
Actually, it puts you at the risk of prostate cancer.
If there is more than 2 weeks gap between your intimate relationship, it makes the sperms old and inactive.
Oh, that makes sense.
That is why you shouldn't. And if you're looking to have a good conception, then you shouldn't have like 2 weeks break between the two.
Right, right.
Right. Also, avoid listening to too loud and too violent kind of musics. They have a bad effect on your sperms. Also, do not watch porn.
Definitely.
These do have a very negative
impact on everything, every aspect
soul,
of your being.
Your emotional relationship, everything. And most important of all, try to have unconditional love. When making love, have it in an unconditional way.
Right.
Don't do a tit for tat.
Right.
Right? Do it for the sake of doing love.
Mm.
Expressing your love,
right?
And that besides from all these points, from these, you know, traditional medicine points or, you know, these foods that you can use to strengthen yourself, to make your body strong, if you have it in a kind of relationship where it's devoid or void of any kind of mercy, kindness, affection,
compassion.
And compassion, then the result will be an offspring who are not so healthy, so happy, so spiritual.
That are riddled with anxiety and attachment issues and abandonment issues.
Exactly. That is why in our hadith, it says that when you want to have a relationship, if you have it in a peaceful, kind, loving manner, your offspring, your children will look like you, will resemble you. Otherwise, they will.
Because it's a manifestation of your love at the end of the day. Once you do it with love, it will manifest itself as a result of your love, as your love multiplying, as your love becoming more expanding in this world, and your children will physically and spiritually be drawn and drifted toward that love.
Exactly.
That's all the time we have for today's episode of Muslim Lady. I hope you guys found our discussion today beneficial. And if you want to know more about the topics we've been talking about, make sure to tune in to further episodes. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.